How would you feel if you loaned someone your car and they took it and burned off the tires, ran into things and dented it all up, spilled coffee and beer all over the floor and seats, left cigarette ash everywhere, tracked mud in, and then when they returned it, they didn't even put gas in it? Think you'd be happy? Then how do you think the Lord's going to feel when we do the same things to these cars of His that He loaned to us for our souls to drive around in? You think He's going to be happy that we destroy them with sexual immorality? People in this country are becoming very arrogant. Not only are we accepting of heterosexual immorality, but now unnatural homosexuality is not only becoming acceptable, but moving into the mainstream. Gay rights is now their battle cry, with many, including perverse federal judges, agreeing. It's time, folks, that we start bringing discipline back into this country. Instead of teaching boys that to become a man, you have to have sex with all the girls you can, we need to teach them that to be a man, you need to refrain from acting like a mindless animal and start showing discipline. How many babies are being born out of wedlock that not only are we having to pay for financially, but we are having to pay for morally? Especially these boys who, without male role models, are committing horrible crimes. Just look at South Chicago. The problem we have today is far too many adult men who have no discipline themselves. Millions of men on adultery websites, porn sites, and abandoning their responsibilities as the head of the household. Yes, ladies, I said he is the head, not you. Equal as people in God's eyes, but not equal partners in authority. He's to be the leader. Deal with it. But men, being a leader doesn't mean doing what you want. It means being a responsible and moral father and husband. And sadly, that's lacking today. Because of this lack of leadership and training of our youth, both men and women, young and old, are destroying the bodies God has loaned to them with all kinds of perversion. When the day comes, and it will, when they have to stand before God and give an account of how they used His property, how do you think He'll react? If it was your property, how would you?